This episode contains adult themes and language.
Just a heads up, there's a bit of a poop conversation in this episode. If it gets a bit too much, you can skip to 12 minutes and 20 seconds.
We're back.
Back.
And we're back.
What happened to the nice people that worked?
They're gone.
They went with the ceiling.
And to close out with something far more eloquent, well-worded, probably, you know, like the story of a lifetime. Matt, what do you want to say?
I was going to say, last week was the story of a lifetime.
spent ages writing this.
Yeah. Okay, well, hit us with it. What happened last time, Matt?
You walked down a corridor.
We did a bit more than walk down the corridor.
You did, yeah. You also met a heavily paranoid Hammett who hadn't slept in forever.
He was. Sorry, have we continued the intro into the episode?
This is fucking meta, man.
I was not informed.
We've never done that before.
We always do it the other way around.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I feel weird.
I've ruined it. Sorry.
So dirty.
I just sat there and thought, you know what? 135 episodes. Let's change the format. Yeah, why mess with the recipe for success? Success? What fucking success?
Sorry, we tried for the recipe for success, but what we actually got was a recipe for infinite mayonnaise. But yeah, other than that, what we were actually doing, Hammett asked if all the lights were still on downstairs.
All but one.
And
I didn't really see that as an issue.
I may have already fucked it.
Just like, do you mean this?
And you see the panic and fear rise up through his face.
Hang on, I'll go and put it back. I scamper back down the stairs.
Go alone.
climb up the chute.
I thought we were already going. Anyway, we were going.
He's like,
to the,
yes,
the
and we're going a lot faster now. And you see, he suddenly seems very energetic and not quite as tired. And he's pressing a load of buttons all over the panels and everything.
If you open another goddamn portal.
He's like, no, they can track those. 5G and all that.
Oh, Jesus.
And he presses a button and the whole panel of like screens like opens up. And
I just know that he spent days engineering that rather than, you know,
putting another door in.
Yeah. Rather than locking.
Yeah, but
the
then
door.
He would have had less monitors because he'd had to give up space for door.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And obviously this is secret and you wouldn't think to look behind a massive bank of monitors for a door.
Okay. Depends which side you're coming from.
True.
It's like an interstep now.
This opens and you see beyond it brightly lit corridor.
Again.
With a minecart on a massive track.
All I've got in my head now is, you know, the Austin Powers scene. is that what I'm looking at? Like the grey corridor with just light?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I've got to turn this around.
Vorder spends 10 minutes turning around. It's on rails, Vorder. What are you doing?
Did you just want me to pick
I've
up
got and flip over?
But it's like a Minecraft minecart, so it's identical in both directions. But he's still trying to turn it around. I like the idea that you're so strong that you don't lift it, you just twist it on the track and the metal track. And just friction the sound welds back into place. The sound of grinding metal.
He's like, come on, hurry, we've got to go. Jump
this
in,
bad
get
boy
in,
can
get
fit
in.
So many gnomes in it. Just whack the side.
Slap, slap, massive dent.
The side of the minecart. Sorry, everybody.
He's like, no, quick, please, jump in now. No.
I'm in you. Oh, right. Jesus. I lift him up, get in and put him back on my lap. I'm just looking if I've got I'm just looking if I've got any roofies or anything. Calm this guy down a little bit.
You see, he punches.
Starts stroking his head.
there, buddy.
He punches some buttons. Vorder jumps in. You see the bank of monitors like closing up behind it again, and you start hearing something coming from the direction of where the stairs were.
Oh, right, row. Okay.
Yeah.
Floor.
Go.
Oh god. Oh god, there's so many noises.
He presses a button and this mine cart just starts going like chugging forwards a bit, and you can see it's like the wheels are kind of like.
Can I just cast something behind us, like a blast to get us to move?
Can quicker? You grease?
Excuse me? Can you? You fucking heard.
Grease.
No,
yourself.
I can't.
You could cast Wish to cast your.
I'm not wasting a ninth level fucking spell slot on going a bit faster in a minecart.
You could roll an Arcana check, though.
Okay. Do you just want me to push? Am I at that level of spell now where I could just roll an Arcana check to see if I can make something happen?
Maybe.
Three.
You think that this is probably not even magical at all.
Like, okay.
Nothing going on there. As arcs of
blue is it oil magic?
Oh!
As arcs of blue electricity start coming out of, like, the discs of the wheels.
Oh, does it just need a bit
thing,
of juice?
And this thing just starts, like, it's, like, chugging, like, tunk, 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 and then all of a sudden it just goes...
Oh, God. Oh, no.
And you just start rocketing down this track like, at riding... like 150 miles an hour.
Woo! Was there another track with a minecart that came along parallel and just launched us? And then we fight someone in that.
Yeah, so it kind of like goes up and down and round. Occasionally you have to like jump the whole minecart into like the next track over.
Yeah, why would it be
a
straight line in this underground desert bank? This purpose built escape mine shaft.
Again, they did say that this was already here. Ruins, yeah. And it was the ruins of a Crash Bandicoot level. But yeah, and this you are like rocketing through, and you can just see these recessed lights going past like your head. You're going so fast.
Okay, don't like it.
Roll me a Constitution saving throw, please.
Oh Lord,
oh, dear.
Are we going to pass out from G-force?
Yes, G, we are.
31.
16. Jesus 31. Christ. I got the Stone of Conviction, haven't
I? Oh my God.
And I also have just 20 con. I have plus 12 to my con saves, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're both perfectly fine. You see Hammett is just leaning his head over the side, vomiting profusely. So, oh. And it's like...
He made this.
Like... Bright green.
Of course it is. Yeah.
So let it all out, buddy.
Just rub him on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I stop Jack from doing it so he doesn't break his ribs cage.
Crashes him into a fine
there,
paste.
There.
You see that Vorda looks a little bit green, but like is keeping completely stone faced as if nothing is
Vorda, there's no judgment, mate. If you've got to evacuate.
I must keep vigilant.
Evacuate to accumulate, mate.
Shits himself.
Oh, God.
That's not what I meant.
Shits himself, leaves.
You see Hammett, like, stop.
If you knock on the toilet door while he's in there, does he just fall off? I imagine there's just a slight pause, though. It's just... just...
Border.
You just hear a singular plop.
Border.
Okay. Not to completely derail us, as it
were. Yeah. Yeah, you, that yeah, would Matt, be bad. Please yeah. We're on track here, Matt.
Literally on
literally,
track.
Yeah. Barreling towards a
if
conclusion.
If somebody knocks on a public toilet that you're in taking a shit, how do you respond?
Come in. I generally don't poo in public toilets. I don't enjoy it. No, but I'll just wait.
Enjoy it. I don't think it's a method of like, it's not like a, oh, I'm going to enjoy this. Oh, I better find it public. What?
Well, some people do because they smear it all over the shop.
God.
They definitely do, yeah. I.
Come in is a good one.
I just feel far more comfortable in my own space. Like, I'm fine in the hotel room. If I have to, then I will.
Mm.
But,
I've reached a point in my bowel health journey that if I'm pooping, if I have to poop,
pooping.
It does not matter where I am, it's going to happen.
I'm lucky that that's not the case for me so far.
I'm not so poop shy as I am pee shy, so I can...
That's odd to me, because I'll pee anyway.
I have to poo...
I have.
So, like, I'm often quite away from anything but an exchange, so I have to poo at them. So...
Yeah.
But sometimes they're so secluded, it doesn't really matter. Like, some of them... So secluded, I can use the urinal.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. That must be a real treat for you.
It's just fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, if I need to go, I'm going to go. So what I'm really saying is don't look in the corner of your back garden.
Oh. We've got three toilets in this house. And several litter trays.
Yeah, it was more about enjoyment.
Okay.
Don't I just shame him.
Blamed it on the cat.
I wasn't shaming him. I was just curious.
What was our point?
I just wondered what were your response to.
Yeah, I can't say. To be fair, I think I've just remembered. Actually, I've just had some trauma come back.
Oh, here
I
we
remember
go.
Very young, like primary school, maybe year like 2, 3, very very young, going for a shit at school. And someone just busting the door down. And I was like, well, I'm never doing that again.
And the thing is, like, with kids as well, I bet it wasn't like, oh, sorry, didn't realise you. I bet they were like, ah, he's having a shit.
I think like, it was more.
What else did you think I was doing?
I mean, it was a while ago, but for the best, I think they just went, and then walked off. Left the door open.
Like double-footed, like, jump, kick the door open and be like, oh, yeah, he's taking shit.
She's like, yes, I am. I think I was, like, mid-wipe as well.
That's
it was compromising. That's all I'm saying.
That is just horrendous. That is a formative memory right there.
We have been compromised.
And since then, I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
Fair.
I'll pass, yeah.
Luckily, I quite often work in a hotel that I'm staying in.
Yeah.
So I'll just be like, back in 10, guys.
It's like, he's shitting in the conference hall again. But anyway.
No, we're staying.
Okay, yeah, you've got
I'm generally quite regular anyway. I'm sort of a morning and then evening. Mm. When I wake up and when I go to bed.
When I wake up,
something happens there.
Well, yeah. No, I'm going to poop.
I build up through the day and through the night.
Yeah.
I just poop a lot.
Okay, nice, cool. I'm not like, I used to be quite regular. Now I'm sort of like,
what can we do?
It's whatever.
I don't know. I'm on like 6 a day some days.
That's a treat. No, I can 2 a day is quite normal for me.
It depends what I've eaten.
One in the morning, one when I get home from work. But one of those is more just a little poop and a big sit. So
if I've drunk, I find it's about 4 a.m. I suddenly need.
Oh yeah,
booze. I think has started to do that to me.
A booze.
See, I don't even have that excuse anymore.
You still have the kebab.
No, oh, yeah.
Even if you're sober,
is that better or worse? Yeah.
Is this our third poop episode?
I think I might put a warning in on this one.
Warning,
skip X amount of time if you want to skip the poop talk.
That's fair. So skipping past that, Hammett vomits his entire green horse body fuel.
Oh, God.
The way you said that made me think it was like an all-in-one. You know, like you get like 3-in-1 shower gels, except it was an energy drink. A body fuel
and motor oil.
A shower gel, motor oil. You can also use it in your hair.
Yeah, you can also use it to wax your car.
Yeah.
Or just grease your minecart wheels.
Mix it with an egg, mayonnaise.
It's literally just, what is it?
Yep. Yes.
What are you doing? Do you need to make it more?
Yep.
Green horse, it's more.
Who gives you extra?
Now available in Wilco.
Of course it would be.
You could buy it anywhere. You could buy it in like a supermarket.
Wilco's gone.
What, yeah. One down the front?
No. Wilco in general. Not. Oh, I thought you meant like Wilco the budget shop.
No, I mean Wilco the
car.
The car.
Okay, right.
And like you'd go there to buy like tyres and shit.
Yeah.
No, I'll also some shampoo that you can rub.
I thought
in
you
your
meant
car.
Like Wilco, the last bastion of pick and mix.
Yeah. Well, you go there, you get your pick and mix cheap because you get it in a bulk, and then you go to the cinema and sneak it in because it got you.
Yeah.
That's been gone a while.
Yeah.
Rip Wilco.
Rip Wilco. Rip budget brands, which doesn't make any sense in the current.
However, Wilco,
time,
where you can go to buy tyres, etc.
Yeah.
Still there. Great.
I
bought a puncture repair kit there a little while back.
Is that
I think it is a chain.
Is it a chain?
Got a free bike tire there once because he knows me dad.
That's good.
Yeah.
Looking up. Is it just a one-off?
No, I think it is a chain. They've got a branch finder on their website.
There you go.
Although it is largely in East Anglia and up north.
Is it like Wimpy? There's only a few. Because, I mean, this might blow people's mind if you're not listening. Wimpy does still exist.
Yeah.
There is one in our hometown.
I think there are only like 60 sit-down Wimpys left in the world.
It's funny, I was listening to a different podcast the other day and someone mentioned, bring back Wimpy. And I was like, it's there, it exists. I was like, how do I contact them and tell them?
We've got one. There are 61 Wimpys in England.
I was very close.
You are, but I wouldn't be too proud about knowing that.
I may have read the same Wikipedia article 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, fair enough.
12 of them are in London, 13 of them
are
in Essex.
There's 12 Wimpys in London.
Apparently. We've got two in Suffolk.
Yeah, where's the other one?
Fucking Lowestoft.
I don't want to associate with that place. Jesus Christ.
What you can't do with a Wimpy is use it to grease your minecart wheels.
I don't know, I reckon I could.
Much like Green
Horse.
You
rub your bender in a bun on it.
Oh, minecart.
Oh, yeah.
Minecraft.
No, legally distinct minecart.
I mean, they don't own minecarts. That's been a thing for a while.
No. Yeah, that's fair.
They got it from somewhere else.
They popularised it, arguably.
I think mines did.
I think the children yearn for the mines.
The children do yearn for the mines.
Also, I mean, in games, back to Crash Bandicoot, they had a minecart level.
Did have a minecart level. Yeah, they used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Every platformer had a minecart level.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a penguin level, if you're playing Mario.
Or both.
Or both.
Jungle level, ice level, underwater level, minecart level.
Space level.
Space level, or classic
which
tropes.
Which is often a secret stage, but yeah, space level.
Classic tropes.
Yep. Where's it going? Rocketing forward, you say?
Rocketing forward.
The shreds, you say? Greased by the vomit of Hammett.
By 1,000 green horses.
Couldn't drag me away.
This continues on for a very long time, taking like weird twists and turns. You're pretty sure at one point you did a loop-de-loop because you're pretty sure
that's
that... Fun. Is that green horse vomit coming towards you?
100 miles an hour. Yeah. Must have been either quite a big loop.
Yeah.
It was so gradual you didn't even notice. Like, hold on, are we upside down?
Like, how are we... No, we can't
it's
be.
A dark ride. It's like Rock and Roller Coaster where you don't really know you're upside down because you can't see.
Yeah, except it's bright light because he clearly...
Of course, because otherwise we'll get eaten by the
It's a light ride.
Okay. You eventually slam into a massive, like, custody substance.
Oh, God. Like a brake run.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those things that trucks, like, drive into a gravel pit to slow down?
Yeah, basically. Nice. And
a
it's
gravel
just kind
trap.
And you custard flying everywhere.
Jesus. Into the custard trap.
I don't think custard has once been used in this universe as an edible product. It's always just like, you know, it's a feeling. It's a, custard is a feeling, man.
I mean,
oh, I'm sorry, that just sounds like a really, like, one of those adverts just like, custard isn't just a food. Custard is a feeling. Bake it once, bake it twice. Why are you baking my custard that way?
Please stop.
There's
baking
nothing wrong
my...
with baking custard. That's how you get those little tarts.
Hello, police. Yeah, someone's broken into my house and baked my custard.
That really bakes my custard.
And how does that make you feel?
Just a little bit custardy.
Sir, arrest him.
Don't worry.
You know where this is going. I don't need to say it.
I'll have him in custody in no time.
I remember last time we recorded, you were like, we're so close to the end. There's probably like 5 hours. Well, now there's 7. Because we've wasted 2 of them.
He said that again. Now. It's like, yeah, good luck, mate.
It's just a rolling 5 episodes.
Christ.
And after that moment, you have a moment of, oh, we've stopped. We're in a bright room. And you can see that there is a large cavernous space before you with several tables with scale maps of Magnia on it.
What, this just goes straight into it?
Yeah, because apparently you don't like doors.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. They just slow us down.
Yeah, but we've... Okay. What am I supposed to throw my axe at?
Table. Custard.
Okay, so what does the map look like? Is it like a is it a map or is it like a model?
It's a model.
Nice.
Yeah,
of a map. The mountains there.
Yep, you got the
Magewell Mountains.
The Magewell Mountains, and you've got like you can see the wall of Manaheim is covering most of the continent. It's like spread massively.
Right.
And one of the tables is actually a magical scrying stone table, so mm-hmm. you like look into it and you're actually like seeing the ground as it is like topographically, as if you're like flying over it, like drone camera footage kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's spread out, but it's like a lot of like crumbling ruins, decrepit buildings, very shanty town vibes throughout the whole thing, but like slightly overgrown with moss and stuff like that. Like completely like burnt out, run down, but spreading. Everything is corrupt.
Okay.
So, how has he, Matt, I'd address this question to Hammett. How has this happened? I mean, I know it's been 10 years, but 10 years in the grand scheme of urban sprawl is not that long.
No, but magic and
this
darkness keeps spreading. As you may have noticed, one of our sons is...
It's looking a bit peaky, yeah.
Gone, yes.
It's gone, okay.
Yes. Well, it's still back. There, but corrupted by the darkness, and now only shines a filthy, pestering light that of anti-light that corrupts everything it touches when the other two suns are on the other side of the disc.
God damn it!
It's actually a series of discs that all go together to shape into a globe.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Of course it doesn't.
That's ridiculous.
It's like thousands of stacked discs.
I would accept stacked discs in a sort of pyramid shape, but a globe?
But the pyramid shape goes back again towards the bottom, so it's kind of like a spherical diamond.
Like the thing above a Sims head.
A plumb bob.
Yeah, the world is one giant plumb bob.
I like that. I'm on board with that one.
I'll mull that over. My worldview has been shattered and reshaped into a plumb bob.
And you see one of the walls has, there's like a couple of like entrance ways into like different, what look like rooms with like blinking lights above them in various colours. And you see one blinking and then it goes solid. And you hear like, wum, 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 wum.
It's Monsters, Inc.
No. Bruh, stop calling me.
It can't be. We
sorry,
don't
I
doors.
Got excited.
Yeah, there's no doors anymore.
Mike Wazowski!
Oh my God, I'm in a D&D camp! And the door slams in his face.
I like Monsters, Inc.
And you see Nell walk through. And say,
quick, someone else leave the room.
It's the rules.
Nell!
Well, I draw a tiny smiley face on one of the maps.
She, a winker. You just see, like, just the eyebrow just twitch just a little bit. She's like, so you've verified their identities then. Wonderful.
Look, we're
that's
back.
That's what I'm doing. Everyone has to know it's us.
It's us.
It's us.
It's we're sus.
Yeah, you see she's got, like, this really gnarly scar down her face now because she's clearly been, like...
Sliced. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And the other lights start blinking and then going solid, and you see other people from Mana that you recognize pouring in.
Getting the
like,
old crew back together.
Is it finally happening? You see people running up, and like Sable's there, and Jemima, and you know, all the people.
Oh, nice.
So many people.
You also see Toby Honeybuns is with his
Toby's
wife.
Toby's back. Oh, yeah. Back.
He
Big
was
T.
rescued from the dungeon as well.
Excellent.
And you see he's kind of like...
Is Vol about?
Yeah, Vol's there as well, sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my boy. Hector's dead, I see.
My boy!
He might still be perfectly alive, but without a head.
Just wishing he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't they also save me? Why did they just shut the door and leave me?
For 10 years!
And then rescue everyone else in this dungeon.
I imagine he's like in a Futurama glass jar. Just the head sitting on a shelf, just cracking wise.
But Vol's like carrying the head under his arm.
You know what?
Vol is Agnew.
Yes. Yeah. Vol has Hector's head in a jar, and the body's just wandering around aimlessly, like bumping into things behind him.
Oh, no. He's a knight. He's noble and bold.
And he's like clanking around, bumping into tables.
No,
and
he is reduced
over.
To nothing.
So now, what is the plan?
Being in that campaign was punishment enough.
God, we can say that about so many campaigns, like this one, for example. The plan is we get everyone here and we formulate a plan because there was no time to plan because we were running
for
our lives.
10 years. What the fuck have you all been doing?
Hiding.
Who else is level 18?
Level 18? We're all dead.
Yeah, but look at these
I've
guns.
I've been eating rats in a basement for the last year.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's been awful for us.
Horrendous.
In that private garden.
Yeah.
Where you can just pluck entire palm fruits from the tree.
No, it was all durian. It stank.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. It was all, and you know, when all you eat is fruit.
It was all durians and linden trees.
Oh, look. That's not... No, come on.
God damn this lush forest. Yes, now is the time to formulate a plan.
Okay, well, what do you suggest?
Well, I imagine no one's got a suggestion or they'd have a plan.
I just feel like we're not the ideas people. We're the...
Well, no, but we've got to execute it. So for once, okay. Let's fucking...
Okay, this is the plan. We kill Vardy.
Yes, right. What is our goal,
and
everyone here?
And Darkstar.
Yeah.
And
We need to defeat the hungering darkness.
Yep.
Yes.
Cool. Off we go then. Fucking hell.
Great.
Let us take inventory of all the things that we have at our disposal to...
What we need to do is play to our strengths.
Oh, God.
So, Nell, strategize something.
Yeah, that's good. You're good at that.
Let us first take inventory of all the resources we have.
Okay,
at our disposal.
Sable. That's
well, okay, I look around the room. I do a quick head count. That's what we got.
And all of our magic items,
etc. I have the Stone of Conviction. I've got the Spear of Fulmination.
Yes.
I also have a necklace of teeth, apparently.
Can't remember why I have that. They're melted. Oh, melted teeth, yeah. I've got it.
I have this hat that requires no introduction.
I believe you also have two other magic items.
I do. I have a Blood Well Vial plus two. And I have a Periapt of Wound Closure.
Weird.
I also have a Cloak of... I have a lot. I think I'm only attuned to certain things, though.
I've got Braces of Defense, a Grey Bag of Tricks, Periapt of Wound Closure, Sentinel Shield, and the Sword of Light.
Yep, and I believe one of you also has Cauldron of the Dagger.
I think I have that.
You should have that.
Yeah.
Because sure. I don't got that.
But I mean, it's not a lot of use. Saying,
oh, think of the infinite mayonnaise.
I mean, is that where the mayonnaise comes
it
from?
It literally can feed people.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's a point. We could wherever we end up setting up a base, we leave that with them.
Yeah, sure.
And then that's a logistical problem solved straight away.
Right there.
You that does have all of the stuff on it, doesn't it? If you click on it, because there's other stuff.
I can't see it.
Doesn't it give you, isn't it another constitution buff or something?
I can't see it, guys. I don't have it. Hang on. I think I do have it, but I don't have it, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Let me just give you some update here. So anyone that eats from the cauldron becomes completely satisfied for a day, in which case it counts as a day's worth of food and water, and all of their levels of exhaustion are removed.
That's useful.
Yeah, someone might need that.
Is it me, when I cast Wish?
I was actually thinking more someone that's probably been up for like 10 years straight. Also gives you the use of the Lucky Feet for one day.
Mm.
You can also use it to cast Foresight and True Seeing once a month, or Scrying, Divination, or Locate Creature once per week.
Well, okay, well, we could locate people. That's useful.
Yeah, that's pretty handy. I think it's probably too cumbersome an item to take with us.
It folds up, right? That's the whole point.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not like for us to like pop it out and use it.
I can go our dog down it, can't I? It's the same word to make it small again, right?
Can you make it grow to a size where you can wear it as a hat?
I feel like it's quite small.
Yeah, like that'll do.
Isn't it like tennis ball when it's small?
Yeah.
And then goes up to, you know, a big old cauldron.
So you could just like lob it.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then it grows in midair. That'd be brilliant, because they'd be like, what is that? Is that his prophetic attack? And then it suddenly turns into a
giant
couple
cauldron.
Of hundred kilo bit of cast iron.
Oh, that's delicious. I love that.
Ah, soup!
No, it's only infinite mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise all the way down.
It's mayonnaise soup.
Oh, God, yeah, you can feed people, but it's just mayonnaise.
I mean,
it's calorific.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, calorie dense, yeah.
Probably not very nutrient dense, to be fair, because it's just egg and oil, but
it's a lot of fat.
Yeah, but you need that if you've been starving, living on rats and insects in sewers. And
you don't live on the sewers.
Just eat sewers.
Not just gorge on the poo water.
God, this episode, the whole episode needs a disclaimer.
It's a bit pooey, isn't it?
I feel like I need to go back and check which ones were the brown episodes, because I want to know how many we've had.
It's just like when an artist has their blue period.
This is our brown period. Oh, no.
You also have a magical book.
We do have the...
What do you recall about such book?
It's got a magical person inside it. Alas is within
Alas,
it.
Alas, that's it.
But I can't remember what the book is called, and I don't think I've put it in my bag or added it to my inventory.
We haven't done very well, is what we're getting at here.
No, I think it's on my other thing. Hang on. Because I can't get one.
my notes. Organizations, blank. Allies, blank. Backstory, blank. Other, blank. Enemies, the Devourer.
I've got one goal.
That's it. I know what I'm about.
It's the Book of Infinite Futures.
That's the one.
And as Wim has repeatedly told you, it is...
It's all right.
It is vital in the fight against the Devourer.
Okay. Although I have got the Devourer written down, so we'll cast that as a win, I reckon.
Vital in the vital.
Okay.
Why
so we've taken inventory.
Yep.
What have you guys done? I know you've been fighting for your lives, but... I just know, I feel a little... I mean, okay. Real talk. And I'm not necessarily saying to them this. I'm just sort of...
Out of character.
Yeah. I'm a bit miffed. But they've spent 10 years... I mean, they've achieved... I know they've had to live.
Yeah.
But they managed to set up some complicated fucking surveillance system, but not... Think about what to do.
One of them managed to set up a complicated.
That's true. He has ruined his mind and probably entire like
also,
digestive system.
You do have to remember that their plan was okay. You'll be back in 2 days, and then we can figure this out.
Okay, so I apologise. They've only had 9 years and 363 days.
So it's more like they then immediately got attacked, scattered to the four winds, and have been kind of like trying to just not get murdered.
I mean, yeah, that is noble.
Survival mode, not let's build an army to fight them.
It's but just... we're back now.
Yeah.
So now
they have an army.
Nell, what are you saying?
Full frontal assault.
I think that's a great idea. Gnomes, what is the biggest piece of siege equipment you can muster up in a limited amount of time?
You see Vorder just kind of like tap Hammett on the back of the head and he wakes up and he's like, yes, I'm awake.
Hammett. What? I want a portable hole and a bag of holding for no reason.
He's like, don't worry, I have something better.
And excellent.
He starts whispering to Vorder.
That's a great way of getting out of any brief, isn't it? I'd like this and this specifically. Don't worry, I have something better. Just hand you a pencil.
You can make as many holes as you want. Just poke it through the paper.
I'm going to make a hole in you.
You hopped up little goblin.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Okay. Oh, God. It's been 10 years.
He's delusional.
So he says, I have something in mind. Don't worry. And Nell says, yes. Okay, so we're going to assault Vardigan's castle.
Okay.
Yep.
Keep
his ivory tower, literally.
His literal ivory tower on top of the clifftop. There will be...
Is it in the centre of the city, though?
It's like northeast.
Okay.
I don't think that matters if we assault from the air.
I mean, I can fly. By the way, guys, I can fly.
I briefly
turn into a dragon, just go, eh? And then turn back.
Hammer's just kind of like rubbing his head, like, am I still asleep? I'm very tired. Like, what?
A wink at him.
Nell says, there is going to be an event happening in the next couple of weeks, and I believe it'll give us the best opportunity possible to assemble undercover within the town square and start an assault from within the city.
Ooh.
So that we can fight our way towards Vardigan's castle.
What kind of event?
Yeah, what's the event?
If he's taken over the whole continent, what sort of event is he planning?
She says, well, I got this in one of my dead drops today, of all days. And she pulls out this beautifully like embossed envelope with like a wax seal, Vardigan seal, like with beautiful...
Was it an invitation?
Yep, it's an invitation in great like calligraphy on the front, like to Nell and the Resistance, and
oh, is it? It'll be from what's his face? Your old boss, maybe?
No, maybe could be Drek.
Could be.
Buddy boy Drek. He's a man on the inside.
Could be for Paprika.
Pulls it open, and it says, "To all whom it may concern, you are invited to the setting of the second sun."
Which one's that? Is that the good one?
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Signed, Vardigan.
Shit.
The Nerds.wav D&D podcast is an actual play podcast with players interacting with the world to create an improvised narrative. All additional homebrew elements, unless credited, have been created by us here at Nerds.wav. If you'd like to interact with us further, you can find us in all the normal places under the handle Nerds.wav, that's Nerds, D-O-T, Wav, or our email, nerds.wav@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.